Asthma rates among children in Philadelphia are about triple the national average. The city's poor air quality is a factor, but some triggers hide inside of homes, on moldy walls or leaky roofs. A collaboration between the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia and construction nonprofits aims to remove these asthma triggers through free home repair services. WHYY's Nicole Leonard has more.
The Oglesby Family Home is a three-story brick twin house in the Carroll Park area of West Philadelphia. Most of the housing stock here dates back to the early 1900s. After 100 years, some of the brick has crumbled. Paint on the trimming has faded. But inside, Tanisha Oglesby has made the space a welcoming home for her three kids and her sister, who has a disability and lives with them.
Hello.
We walk down a narrow hallway into a high-ceiling sitting room. The tops of the windows are decorated in old stained glass. Then we head to the kitchen. It looks beautiful now, but it used to be one of the big problem spots in the house.
The kitchen has been a nightmare for years. Like, I used to bake years ago. I would do cakes and all of that. I stopped it at one point. I hated it.
Her family has owned the home for several generations, but wear and tear over the years caused issues to pile up. The ceiling was cracked, the linoleum floor had peeled away in spots, and the cabinets that someone had DIY installed a couple decades ago had damaged the walls.
The floors were kind of dry rotted, they were starting to sink, so I don't think they properly, you know, sealed everything when they built this add-on.
But the high costs of fixing all these problems put a solution out of reach. Meanwhile, Oglesby's young daughter started struggling with breathing problems.
All of a sudden, you know, she had a very bad episode. And that was just the start of her, you know, asthma. And they pretty much diagnosed her after 2 to 3 back-to-back hospital stays.
Doctors suspected that her daughter was being affected by environmental asthma triggers at home, which can include old carpeting, pet hair, poor ventilation, mold, and other factors. The Children's Hospital of Philadelphia referred the family to its community asthma prevention program, Home Repair Services. The initiative partners with nonprofit Rebuilding Together Philadelphia and helps families eliminate these environmental asthma triggers. There are no costs to homeowners, which breaks down affordability barriers. Construction program manager Hector Espinoza says the kitchen wasn't the only problem at the Oglesby home. He quickly found issues in the daughter's bedroom.
In her situation, there was a roof leak, mold in the closet, mold in the ceiling. We were able to pull all that down, remediate the mold, and then rebuild it for her. So now her room is safe and sound, has a new light fixture, all that good stuff.
The construction team then repaired the kitchen and dining room area. They also fixed a gas leak, which was dangerous for anyone, but especially those with asthma. Espinoza says jobs like this are done with urgency.
The fact that we're dealing with asthma triggers expedites the whole process. So there's no time to waste because it's a health thing. And for us, we don't want under our watch for a child to go, you know, into the hospital. So
removing asthma triggers helps avoid flare-ups and managing the illness. But it also has economic benefits. CHOP pediatrician Dr. Tyra Bryant-Stevens, who oversees the initiative, says fewer visits to a doctor's office or hospital can save a family money and time spent taking off work.
Many times, because of emergency room visits, caregivers lose their job because they're having to be in the emergency room all the time. So that stabilization of the family home is really important.
The repairs at the Oglesby home were done within days. The family can now enjoy the improved spaces.
As you can see, I don't have any curtains. I want the world to know. I have a new kitchen, so I can finally show off to my neighbors, like, hey, I have a fancy kitchen too. Watch me cook. Oh, I'm going to bake today.
And she quickly saw the changes benefit her daughter's health.
Since then, she hasn't had any hospital stays, so a success story for me.
The Home Repairs Initiative has completed about 250 asthma remediation projects in the last 9 years. More and more people join the program's waiting list every year, as childhood asthma remains a chronic and prevalent issue throughout Philly. Leaders at CHOP and Rebuilding Together Philadelphia hope to see more public and private investment into the program going forward so that they can expand services and help more families in need. Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.